The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello from the studio in Nitro, West Virginia. This is Unreasonable Doubt. It's a podcast about West Virginia University basketball. I'm Josh Witt. Since the end of Press Virginia, and you take out the COVID season, because was there a home court advantage if there wasn't any fans there? I would argue less so. So take that season out. Go back to when Javon Carter and Daxter Miles graduated. West Virginia's conference record on the road, 4-41. Not good. Three of those five seasons, West Virginia was 0-27. Darren DeVries has coached two conference road games. His winning percentage is 100%. Two Big 12 road wins, one in Allen Fieldhouse, one in whatever that building was today in Boulder, Colorado. After being up 11 at halftime, West Virginia holds on in the second half. Might have been the longest half of basketball in human history to beat Colorado 78-70. I mean, that second half, the amount of times my hands went to head, exasperated, it made it feel even longer. Javon Small, amazing. Once again, 26 points, 7 assists, 4 rebounds. Only one turnover, something he struggled with here and there this season. 7 assists, 1 turnover, amazing. The second half where he makes 3 threes in a row, I mean, it's amazing. 10 of 12 from the free throw line. I want to start with him because he's a superstar. Kid Pomeroy's computer has him second behind Hunter Dickinson as like the Big 12 player of the year. And nationally, I think he's got him at like fifth or sixth. And he deserves those accolades. And it's easy to overlook how consistent and amazing Javon Small is. But we all can agree that this is the Joe Yesufu game. You gotta have, it's not a one-man game. You gotta have contributions from other guys. His prior scoring high for WVU came against North Carolina Central, where he scored 14. Today, second half, played, I'd have to look back, but I think this is the most minutes he's played in a game this season. He was the guy. Offense went stationary. I understand Coach DeVries has this dilemma where you're not deep. You're in the Rocky Mountains this time. You're trying to conserve energy. And he said in post-game comments that he wasn't on purpose trying to slow it all the way down. But you've seen that this season. You've seen it in the Bahamas. You've seen it against Kansas. Things slowed down in the second half. And, you know, that can work against itself as far as the type of shots you're getting when you slow it all the way down. And Joe Yesufu, he stepped on the gas in crunch time in the second half. Getting dicey. Colorado cut it to 4. Joe made should have been a 3. His foot was on the line, but he makes a key shot to kind of stop the bleeding. West Virginia's up 2 with close to 5 minutes left. Joe Yesufu scores West Virginia's next 8 points, include an and one that rarely do you see the layup from the side, no backboard, just kind of drops it in. And that got West Virginia up 6 with a minute 23 left. I mean, JP has done a good job of scoring with Tucker out, and he had 10 in the first half. But it's got to be other guys scoring. And today it was Yesufu. And he's made big shots. He made big shots at Allen Fieldhouse. Today he made big shots. And another veteran guy has played well in both Big 12 road games. And that's Ed-Andre 3000. Made all 5 of his shots today. Both of his free throws. Ended with 12 points. Got that big dunk at the end of the first half. 12 points, 4 rebounds, 4 steals for Ed. Amazing. Sincere Harris, 2 big buckets in the second half before he fouled out. Okani had a big offensive rebound off a free throw to ice the game. Jake Auer, walk-on Jake Auer, playing spot minutes today, rotation minutes, to help get guys a little extra rest. DeVries had to... had to call a timeout in the second half where Auer got scored on 3 trips down in a row. That's not what he's in there for. I mean, he's not. Shout out to the Colorado coach. Shout out to Primetime of like whoever Auer's guarding, let's isolate and get him to the basket. And DeVries, you know, 3 times is enough. He called timeout, got Jake out of there. But shout out to Jake. Helps with spacing on offense. I think we're going to see spot minutes for him in the future, especially on road games. But this was almost remembered not as the Joe Yesufu game. The second half. I mean, home whistle is a real thing. It does feel like other teams get a better home whistle than West Virginia. That's how it feels. Repping is a hard job. Don't harp on it on this podcast. One thing regarding the refs. If I did a montage just from this season, where we've got 2.5 months of college basketball, if I put together a montage of everybody in Division I basketball that's done the too small thing, the too small, you put your hand down to the ground, hey, I scored over you because I'm good at basketball and you're too small. Javon Small did that to a guy way taller than him. I think he said out loud that that gentleman was too small. The montage of the other players that have done that for this season alone would go longer, I'm guessing, than the second half of this game. And that's a long montage. Because you remember how long the second half was? Today, the two small thing, that got Javon Small a technical foul. Why? Choose your own conclusion there. I mean, I don't think there's a conspiracy theory. It's just how. He said the dreaded words, like George Carlin talked about this back in the 70s. I'm showing my age. The 7 things you can't say on television, one of them was too small. And you definitely can't say that in a basketball game. And you definitely can't put your hand parallel to the ground and tell somebody that they're too small. I mean, I don't want to live in a world where that goes unpunished. And I have for 2.5 months of college basketball. Finally, they put an end to it. I mean, what are we doing? Such a big win today. West Virginia, the West Virginia University Mountaineers are 3-1 in the Big 12. And I talked about last episode, it can snowball on you in this conference. And West Virginia's got 16 more conference games left. A doozy coming up. But I mentioned Cincinnati last episode. Cincinnati yesterday scored 40 in a loss against Kansas yesterday. So Cincinnati, who is good at basketball, they're 0-4 in the Big 12, and they go to Boulder later this week to play 0-4 Colorado. Must win game for both teams. And West Virginia's got to play Cincinnati twice. And they will be really good. Those are not, hey, West Virginia got an advantage. West Virginia was a betting underdog today against these Colorado Buffaloes. I get it, because it's hard to win on the road. And I told you the stat going into this one. But Darren DeVries, the stat is undefeated in Big 12 play on the road. I don't know how long I'll be able to say that, but right now I can say it. 2-0. And if West Virginia lost a day, and no one bats an eye if you say, fill in the blank team lost to Houston and Iowa State back-to-back, you'd say, yeah, Houston and Iowa State's really good. But you lose this one today, coming off the Arizona loss, there's your 4-game losing streak. They avoid that hypothetical today, and they do it, no excuses, but they do it without Tucker, without KJ Tenner, without Jaden Stone, and with Jake Auer, love and respect to Jake Auer, walk on Jake Auer playing rotation minutes, and you leave with a victory. That's impressive stuff.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Business taxes. We're stressing about all the time and all the money you spent on your taxes.
This is my bill?
Now Business Taxes is a TurboTax small business expert who does your taxes for you and offers year-round advice at no additional cost, so you can keep more money in your business. Now this is taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com/business. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service.
Random thoughts for this episode of Unreasonable Doubt. Do you have your tickets for University of Colorado's sporting events and all the sports? It was very aggressive advertising in the, I think it was the first commercial break, where just commercial after commercial after commercial. I think it was 4 in a row of, hey, same voice, different sport. Basketball, football, lacrosse got 30 seconds. Is, I guess, Colorado's good at lacrosse? There's tickets available for all. And then the cherry on top was, oh yeah, we also, you want to go to school here? It was amazing. I don't know how effective it is, but I enjoyed the aggressive nature of it. Check out the Smoking Musket Discord. It's free. Link is in the show notes. There's a basketball channel available. We're talking about WVU men's basketball. We're talking about WVU women's basketball. Great stuff. Check it out. The Smoking Musket Discord. Check out the Smoking Musket Discord. Link in the show notes. It's free to join. There's a football channel available where we're talking about WVU football. You're talking transfer portal. Do you like hard edge? Definitely. The chat's got a hard edge. The hot temperature of number ones. All that stuff is happening in the football channel in the Smoking Musket Discord. Check it out. Have you checked out the Smoking Musket Discord? It's free to join. There's a link in the show notes. There's a recruiting channel available.
talking about West Virginia football recruiting. We're talking about West Virginia University basketball recruiting. Three-star prospects, four-star prospects, five-star prospects, under-the-radar prospects, official visits, class rankings. Hey, this guy got an offer. Hey, somebody just made a commitment. Hey, somebody just committed and told everybody on social media. Which hat did they choose? All that's happening in the recruiting channel on the Smoking Musket Discord. Check it out. Check out the Smoking Musket Discord. It's free. There's a link in the show notes. In that Discord, there's a baseball channel available. And we're talking about WVU baseball. We're talking about fastballs, home runs, balks, sliders, line drives, fielder's choice, cutters, curveballs, foul balls, pitch counts, batter's boxes, switch hitting, dugouts, bullpens, third base coaches, big league chew, intentional walks, four seamers, crow hops, war, slugging percentage, double plays, cans of corn, no hitters, ground rule doubles, runners in scoring position, managers who dress the same as players, eye black, pickoff moves, suicide squeezes, sack flies, sinkers, loading the bases, warning tracks, knuckleballs, splitters, change-ups, screwballs, rundowns, foul poles, and more. Like, that's just a list of some of the things that are being talked about in the baseball channel on the Smoking Musket Discord. Check it out.
The next game for WVU is Wednesday, 8 p.m., ESPN Plus, second game of a two-game road trip. West Virginia goes to Houston to play the Houston Cougars. You know, we knew the stat going into Allen Fieldhouse. The overarching stat, it wasn't tied to Darren DeVries, and everything I'm going to say about Houston is not tied to Darren DeVries and these players. But this is all I've got. Now, Houston is 12-3. They've lost three times. They've only lost once in regulation all season. It was to Auburn. I believe they're top five in the polls. The other two, they didn't lose in regulation. They lost in overtime. They are 4-0 in the Big 12. They've won those four games by a combined 93 points. And their elite is a term that gets thrown around. They're elite at many things. They're elite at defense. You know this. They're number one in Ken Pomeroy's computer. And the eye test says they're number one at defense. They haven't given up more than 60 points in a game since November. And it's only happened in their three losses. So I want to say, hey, West Virginia, can you get the 70? That feels like a stretch. They got the 76 today against Colorado. Colorado, not elated at defense, okay? Houston, elated defense. Houston, elated offensive rebounding. Houston, elated shooting the three. Houston, elated not turning the ball over. Their closest margin of victory at home is a 19-point win over TCU. So if you played in like a scramble, closest to the pin is TCU, and they're like 50 feet from the pin. You know what I mean? It's like they got to write their name down. It's not close to the hole. And Houston, last 7.5 seasons, Houston have lost six home games and 7 if you count their loss to Auburn this season. It was in the pro arena where the Houston Rockets play. West Virginia is going to be double-digit underdogs, but let's use that closest to the pin analogy. Can West Virginia pick up the pin, get it closer to the hole, and write their name down on the card? Can they keep this within 19 points? If they do, that's not a moral victory. It would be impressive if West Virginia gives Houston a game. Let's be very clear, though. If West Virginia somehow wins at Houston, this is another thing that gets thrown around. Build fill in the blank a statue. I'm dead serious when I say this. If West Virginia beats Houston at Houston, everyone gets a statue. And when I say everyone, every player that's on this roster, every coach that's on the coaching staff, every support person that's on the support staff, the managers, the student managers, anybody that's in that building in Houston that's wearing WVU gear, that's everyone. And all of those people should get a statue and just line them up, just go down Patterson Drive. I don't know how big these statues need to be. It's a lot of business for the statue industry. Yeah, might be overkill for a regular season game, but maybe it's not. I mean, I could make the claim that it would actually, this season, be more impressive to win at Houston than it would be to get West Virginia's first win at Allen Fieldhouse. And I'm on record as saying that win at Allen Fieldhouse is the greatest road win in West Virginia's history in the Big 12. And I feel confident saying that. And I think, given how good Houston is, I think Houston's a better team than Kansas. I think this would even be more impressive. Can they go undefeated on the road with wins at Kansas and at Houston? I don't think so. But if they do, it's statue time. Get some quotes. Get it ready to go. That's it for this episode of Unreasonable Doubt. Listen on all the platforms or just pick one. Apple Podcasts, Overcast Podcast, Amazon Podcast, Spotify Podcast, YouTube. Until next time, I'm Josh Witt. WVU for the 2024-2025 season, they have 12 wins and they have 3 losses.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.